The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, this is Christopher Lewis, and welcome to Dating Intelligence, the podcast where you get relationship advice from dating to marriage and everything else in between, and always with the goal of helping you to continuously be the best you at all times. All right, guys, hello, hello. I got my new co-host, Jamie Villamore, in the house. Say hello, Jamie.
Hello, hello.
She's with me ride or die the rest of this time until she kicks me out. I'm telling you guys, she's going to stay with me until she says, fuck you, I'm out of here. All right, so we've got a new episode today, and we got a great co-host guest today. She's a little hot little thing over here, and fiery, too, I must say. I'm telling you, we had some conversations before, and this girl is on point. Please welcome Natalina Marie to the show. She's an exotic dancer and Instagram and OnlyFans fan model and works at the famous Crazy Horse 3 in Las Vegas. Hello, Natalie. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. She's on. She's with us now.
We definitely need to do videos so people can see how hot she is.
I know. Well, maybe we should turn the camera around at some point and she'll film herself.
After seeing you.
Well, maybe not fresh out the gym, but
I know I'm getting my threesome picture with you too after this shot. That's all I can say. So, all right, guys. So, Natalina, we're going to get into a topic today, and we've all talked about this, guys. I think it's going to be quite interesting. It's going to be a little racy today. So, we got a couple of three pros here in the house that can handle this topic. And the topic of the day is called how to share your unconventional sexual fantasies with your partner. Now, they don't necessarily have to be your full-on partner. They can be an acquaintance, a friend, whatever. But as long as you're sharing with someone, I think it's good to go. What do you think about that?
I guess I haven't shared them too well because it hasn't come to fruition yet. But
I think someone has toned out her whole attitude of this. She went from level 10
to
level 3.
It just didn't come out yet.
Give it a little bit.
I know. She's warming up.
Okay, my question is, when you've been with someone, how long do you wait to really ask for what you want?
Immediately.
I agree with her. I'm with her on that.
I got to see where your head's at.
Yeah, and this is a good point. You know, once again, so guys, so Natalina, I'm going to call her Natalia, whatever. I just love this one already. We're going to ride or die pretty soon after this one. Yourself, my girl. She's also a fellow, and we all think alike, and I agree with you 100%. I think that right away when I meet someone, I hold nothing back. Because first of all, and Jamie, you asked a really good question, because I feel like people try to be this person that they're not. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
I go full on saying, look, this is who I am. That if you're not a part of this whole routine, then I can't lie about anything.
I disagree.
But if you hold off too long and not show your cards right away, people all of a sudden, you get this persona of like, now you're here, this person's here, and you never once mesh.
So I feel like all situations are different. So it depends.
You know, if you're dating Mother Teresa, I get that.
I purposely went into this to sleep with this guy.
Okay.
So I had no interest in pursuing a relationship. I'm like, I'm just going to. So it was, and it ended up being the best sex of my life.
All right.
But then when you're with someone that you actually care about, it's a little different.
Oh, you tone it down.
I don't tone it down. I'm still myself, but I want to feel him out. And
of
then
course.
There was one guy that said things to me that I had to fucking Google this shit.
Got it.
Right. Do you know what pegging is?
I don't even know what pegging is.
You wear the strap on and peg him?
See? Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, right. See, you're learning too.
So guys, so we got an expert here today.
What?
I don't know what pegging is.
I thought
pegging was tying your jeans together. You know, at the end, you peg your jeans you roll
them
up?
No, Chris. See, this is what I'm talking about. I feel like it's a whole new game.
Right.
How about BBC? Do you know what that means?
Do you know what that means, Chris?
I know I got one. We're not going to get too much about it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so, I do know my net worth, Jamie, on a couple of things, but pegging I don't know because I'm not my realm, but okay. On the other stuff, I do know my stuff.
So some guy asked you to peg him?
He did not ask me, but he asked me.
He insinuated it.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm cool.
Then I talked to a few of my girlfriends about it because I'm like, have you guys ever heard of this? And one of my friends actually had done it to her boyfriend.
I'm sorry. I mean, and I'm pro gay and everything, but if you ask for that, I'm not the one.
Right.
She's like, I'm out.
So
I asked her, okay, so after this went down, what was it like after? And shortly after, she had to break up with him because she looked at him differently.
Right, of course.
But then this opens like a whole nother discussion that it makes guys uncomfortable to share these type of like fantasies.
Yep.
Keep that fantasy to yourself. I'm dead ass serious.
But you ladies have to know. I mean, I got two of the hottest girls here today, and I'm excited. My co-host and her friend, this is an amazing situation for me. I can't go wrong with this. So all I can do is just make sure I steer the course and not fuck it up. That's all I got to say today, okay? But what I was going to say is the fact that most guys put it out there early on because they feel like if they go strong with it, that, you know, the girl will reciprocate. And if it's either like you're going to do it or you're not, you know? And you have your right of mind to say yes or no.
Right.
You know, but if that girl is like going to go, well, yeah, she's going to go for the distance with you. Now, you know, you got a freak on your hand, and that's sometimes a good thing.
Well, me personally, I feel like the more comfortable I am, the longer I've been with you,
right,
the freakier I'm going to get. I'm not a freak straight out the gate.
Of course.
See, that's what I was saying.
So like I need like other kind of stimulation and you're going to bring the freak out.
And I understand that from your standpoint.
A random, you know, maybe one night stand. You're probably not going to get the best me.
I get that. But I also understand, does that makes a lot more sense now? You said, I understand from her standpoint, Jamie, what you said, and you said it quite clear. I feel like you can't go out the gates and give it all up at once, especially from a girl standpoint. I understand
like,
that.
I want to feel them out. I want to see what I'm working with.
Right.
Like,
I get it.
And maybe coach them, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to coach them. So, see, now I'm going to share my unconventional sexual fantasies coach story, by the way. So, we were talking about some things off air, guys. I'll let someone else share that story if she wants to, but I'll tell my own story. So, when I was in college, you know, wee little lad of about 18, I remember, like, I went to this party, and there's this older woman there, probably in such and such sort of whatever. I actually went out to the club, you know, and like she went home with me that night, and I'm in my dorm room with this lady, and she turned me out. I mean, she showed me from anal to this to that. She was hanging from the rafters, and I was like, this,
what?
It made me a pro after that night. So I'm always open for a teachable moment when you got a great teacher.
Was
so.
She older?
She was older. She was married. And I remember dropping her off the next day to her house, and her husband's waiting outside the door going, what the fuck? And I was like,
were they swingers?
Excuse me?
Were they swingers?
No, they were not.
Oh, so he didn't know what
I just swung my thing and just got her out the door. That's what happened. So.
Wait, did you feel guilty?
No, I didn't feel guilty because I learned a lot that night and it helped me out for the rest of my life.
I know a lot of swingers.
I remember this girl's name, which I didn't remember that night, but if I did remember, she was the one that, she was my Mrs. Robinson. Let's put it that way.
A lot of husbands don't care, though.
This one did. Yeah, I think he would have chased my ass down the street if I wasn't faster than him.
And then did you ever see her again? After?
I saw her once at the mall, I think, and she just kind of went, you know,
how
turned
awkward.
Her head sideways. It was okay.
How did this happen?
I'm sorry?
Like, how did this happen?
How did that happen?
Did you...
I mean, have you seen me?
I mean, come on.
I mean, you know, you might wake up the next morning and ask yourself that. No, but seriously, I just, you know, I don't know. I just work my magic. It's like going out. Like, anyone goes out. You meet someone, you say hi, and they're Google-eye all over you. You know, they're like, turn like your piece of meat, and you just kind of say, well... Like we discussed in the conversation last night, sometimes you say yes, sometimes you say no.
Right.
This one I was like, yeah.
We were talking yesterday and I was saying I have a girlfriend that literally loves sleeping with married men and guys that are in relationships.
No, thank you.
Because she said there's no, like,
connection.
Because they're taken and she's like free.
Right.
So she's
Which,
like
sure,
she can
no
do whatever she wants and they literally have no control over anything. Yada yada. And I'm like the complete opposite.
I mean, do
I'm
whatever like, you want, but that's bad karma to me.
So I feel like I can't like fuck with anyone that's
right.
married
no,
or in
I'm
a
cool.
relationship because at some point in time, like I want to have a long-term partner and I don't ever want it done to me.
And I get that as well. And it's just like, you know, we all, once again, we have our own sexual fantasy. And this is why this is such a good topic because when I was younger, like all I cared about was, like, I just wanted to bag older women, you know, like, to, because I knew, well, you know, the experience level, you know, and if they're married, maybe just because of all the thing that
so
I could actually take someone away.
This is why young guys like me.
I'm sorry?
Right. But if guys lie, that's one thing. But, like, if I know you're married, you're not sleeping with me.
Right.
Ever.
Right. Right. But I'm talking the opposite route from a guy's point of view to a married woman. You know,
oh, yeah,
I'm,
but,
you know.
I mean, I guess in my industry, my sexualness, I use it so much that, like, you're not even going to have that opportunity.
Yes, Nut.
Well, what about being like, okay, so I'm sure a majority of the guys at the club, they're freaking married.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing. That's, I'm making money. That's right, not my own personal pleasure.
But let's get in that. And this is why I wanted this topic, because of the fact that, you know, when you're at the club and you're dancing, you're doing, it's a job to you. But I know that most guys, for instance, let's face it, most guys have this fantasy of, like, ooh, I'm going to take a stripper home. Which, by the way, is not really the best thing in the entire world. I've done it a few times. It's not worth it. I mean, it's great, but you know what I mean? It's
just, I'm it's worth just, it. It is, but you're not taking me home unless you're giving me a lot of money. Let's get that clear. If I meet you at work, you are a customer.
Jamie, can I borrow $1,000 right now? Sign me up. No, but seriously, though, like I said, how, from your standpoint, Natalie, it's like, how many times have you heard a guy say, hey, like, you know.
Every night.
Every day.
Every
right.
night.
But what sort of fantasy, like she said, there are a lot of married guys that come to these places. So what do you feel like, in all honesty, what are they seeking?
In my honest opinion, and I hate to say this, but it's the truth, every guy's a cheater.
Yeah.
Every guy. It just, whoever's in their face, you
right.
know, if you give them the right opportunity,
she's
they're taking
talking
it.
About me, honey. You know, okay. I love you, girl.
Honestly, every guy I really think is a cheater.
Right.
Because I personally come from a two-parent household. They're still together, but it's a new time. I mean, I don't know. It's just different now.
Right.
Do you think your dad's ever cheated on your mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they're old school Italian. It's like the macho. He can do what he wants.
Right.
You know, my mom's just at home.
Well, I can tell you one thing or two, girlie. I used to be a cheater, but I'm not anymore. And we had a conversation yes. about this last night. I feel like, and she did ask this question last night. She goes, once a cheater, always a cheater. And it's something that feel like it's a big topic, though. But I've learned how to curb my appetite because I'm very honest on who I am. Like, for instance, my girlfriend, my ex-wife, it's one of those things where I put it out there. It's like, when you meet me, it's like, I'm a huge flirt. I love the shit out of women. But what happens is they give me the reins to do all that. And I know that I'm coming back home to him, so I don't have to go the extra mile anymore.
Right.
Where back in the day, you know, when you're learning how to finally maybe communicate to your girlfriend or wife or whoever it is, that's why people cheat, because they can't share what they really want out there.
Okay, or they're just that horny.
Well, and that's too. And that happens, though.
Because I really feel, my whole thing about my parents still being together is I just feel like, at the end of the day, you're not really meant to just be with one person.
Of course.
So as much as we all have this fantasy, it's really not realistic.
Right, right. Well.
So do you think you'll ever get married?
At this point, no.
Well, okay, do you want to be in a relationship, a committed relationship?
Yes, only. I mean, I don't really like that, this whole open relationship shit.
I don't like,
you know,
open.
So
that's
then what would curb you to go that route then for you, though? You know, if
what
you
would?
Want a relationship, you know, like, what do you think is going to be the
like,
guy's
I
gonna
had a monthly allowance,
got
you
it.
Can be in an open
right.
relationship.
Right. But then that means,
if
but
not,
now you have to really think about, once again, the other side of it, though. You know, you got a guy over here that's doing this, but he can't hopefully maybe be trusted. Like you said, all guys are cheaters.
Yeah, and I mean, in my lifestyle and my industry, I'm sure I'm hard to be trusted, even if I'm the most trustworthy person.
Right.
So it's like a double-edged sword.
I get that.
I feel like the industry, like, skews. It's so hard to be in a relationship because of what you see every single night.
Right.
I feel the same. I'm not to the extent of her, mm-hmm. but even when I go out to the club, like, the stuff that I see, it's like you come home and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I had this conversation with my dad. I'm like, Dad, do you think all men cheat? And he's like, this is the deal. I'm going to say 99.9% of men cheat. And that 0.1% that doesn't, it's because they're never given the fucking opportunity.
Well, that's
I
true.
Agree.
So
yeah.
he's
right.
like, most men, if presented with the opportunity, they're going to take it.
I'm going to stand up for all guys over here. Actually, I take that back. I'm going to stand up for that 1%.
So
that 1%.
And it sucks because I don't want to have that perception.
And I get that, right. But once again, and this is something like, you know, Natalie, we just met, but, you know, Jamie, I've known you for a little while, but it's one of those things where, like I was telling the other day, so for me, you know, my girlfriend, she's a doctor. She was on call one night and she had to go to the hospital. I said, and she told me, she's like, okay, so Saturday I'm at the hospital. I was like, yay. I go, I'm going to invite one of my girlfriends over. And so, like, I literally call, like, one of my friends, you know, and she came over. You know, we partied down. We did a little bit, you know, ecstasy and this and that. Or I'm going to put it out there, guys. It was a fun night. And we're sitting there and we're, like, cuddling up and just hanging out. She was there for, like, I don't know, 9 hours. And she's like, this is the first time that I've ever hung out with a guy who's never made a pass at me. And I was like, that's because I'm secure in my relationship. And so what I'm getting at is the fact that I feel like when you find, you know, once again, we discussed last night, it's a maturity thing for me. Like, there's moments where my brain's going, God, I want to, you know, but that's just me as a male.
Yeah.
You know, but I also know that if I screw this up and I'm losing someone here, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me. That's more important to me. So it's like, you have to fight those urges. And a lot of people can't do that, you know?
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying. And I agree with both of you guys that yes, 99%, any opportunity, yes. And I'm not saying that I'm like a saint, because if I put myself in situations a lot.
You're rolling with friends, so I don't think saint fits your description at all. Because I'm not rolling with nobody unless we're going to fuck. Period. I'm not taking this to just rub on myself. Like,
right.
What are we doing?
Oh, we're hanging out one night then, girl. I'll show you what it's like. You're like, damn, he was right. It's like a true test on. Maybe a test. You can rub on yourself all night and I'll be watching. But what I'm saying is like, I'm secure with what I got.
I like, you know, if I'm going to be on that, like, let's play.
Right. Once again, you'll be playing with yourself. I'll be watching. But you can play with yourself. So this is what I'm getting at. And this is why this is a great subject. And I'm really happy you're on the show today, Natalie.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Because I'm going to get
I'm the first time
to drag it out of you today. You know, Jamie's having fun here. And this is like, her is my new co-host. So like, she's going to be great, you know. But this is what I do. I want fun. I want laughter. And we just want the truth to come out, you know. And so, like I said, so for you, Jamie, for instance, I know what you just said, what your dad said, all guys are cheaters and things like that.
He didn't say all, but...
Okay, but yeah. We as a guy in those situations, like even for you, it's like we all have some sense of fantasy, no matter if you're with the best person in the world. I'm always looking around myself. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm a guy. And one thing about me that I appreciate, once again, it's the communication, it's the honesty of me saying, when you're walking with your woman down the street and all of a sudden you go, damn, that girl's fine over there. And it's like, and she just admires that because most guys can't do that. Most guys are hiding.
I'm jealous. You're not going to say that to me. No. I'll be like, go get her then.
No, but see, but once again, but if you knew from that partner that you're talking about, that's going to be your ride or die partner that you're going to end up with. Look, she's shaking her head. And I said,
no. Mm-mm. My ass fat. We good over here. Go tell your homeboy that girl's ass fat. You're not going to tell me. I'm sorry. I know I sound like a square, but I'm not.
I feel like my feelings would be hurt if my guy was saying that to his friends.
But not like, to, hey, I'm not saying hot. To his friends. I'm saying to you directly, though.
Well, no, I'm saying even if my friend, even if, because you were like, say that to your friend.
Yeah.
Like, I would almost, I don't even want to know.
Right.
I don't want to know.
But
some people are like that, and that's right. Okay. So I guess it depends, because I have been in relationships where I'm like, oh, God, she's hot or she's pretty.
Right.
But I don't think I want my guy volunteering and nudging me to, like, check out some hot chick. I'll
but
be
for
like,
both
motherfucker,
girls,
I'm hot.
Okay, so I'm glad I have you both on that subject then.
Yeah.
But what you both just said this, it's like, so you would rather have a guy just hold it in, sneak around, mysteriously, like, because he can't communicate with
you. No, but we're, like, never going to... I'm not into girls, so, like, if you need more than one girl, you're that horny that you have to, like, verbalize that,
But Natalie, you have an appreciation of women. You have I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Appreciation of beauty is what
I do.
And that's what I meant by that.
Do I want to have a threesome with a girl?
Right. Blech. Right.
No, I don't. Never.
All right, Ms. Thing. So we're gonna dive in now. Speaking of what
dive
is,
in.
What is your sexual fantasy?
You guys ready for this?
Now remember. And by the way, you're son's guy right now, so you got wide range of whatever you want to say right now, because there's no one at home going to be scolding. Well, I'm going to get my ass beat.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely not. Well, my sexual fantasy is a little out there. I mean, maybe it's not, but to me it is. It's a DP situation, and if you don't know what that means, go ahead and Google it. But you guys always want more than one girl, well, where's your friend? Bring him too.
Right.
So,
all right, so mine. Share a story. Come on, share with me, girl.
It hasn't happened yet. That's what I said in the beginning. Yet. Yeah. Right. That's okay. Why you were like, you're being so shy. I mean, it just hasn't come to fruition. That's like my ultimate sexual fantasy. Now, and that's like next level for me. So to get even two guys that are okay with that.
Right.
Not really.
Right. See, and that's interesting because, like, you know, I had a friend where, you know.
I'm not talking about anybody running a train either.
Got it.
Let's clarify that.
You're into anal?
No, like.
By the way, I had to, like, Google it.
Okay. Me suck somebody's dick and I'm getting fucked like that. Like, not like where their balls are touching and shit.
No, I get that. I've been in that. I've been in the first situation, not the latter situation, because even me, I'm like, oh, there's some limitations.
Yeah, you know, so like getting guys that are okay with that, like they may be okay with the second part, but like them fucking you at the same time, mm-mm.
Right.
Like their ball is going to be touching.
Yeah, that's a fine line.
It's a little
much. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been on the other half.
So would you do this though with someone that you want to be like your life partner?
No, this would have to be
be sharing you.
Yeah, no, this would have to be like either a really new situation, mm-hmm. or we're on vacation, or like you got me really fucked up, and like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I do want to do it, but I don't even want a story to like even come about. Like, we both hit.
It just has to evolve. Like, nah. It evolves into what it is, which most of these stories happen that way. They just evolve. Like, there's not
like
that.
Right.
There's
not like,
hey, let's plan it out and da-da-da.
A planned situation never normally works out for me. I like to freestyle.
Yeah, I agree. Jamie?
What is your sexual fantasy?
Like,
I can't believe
Jamie
Googled DP.
I'm staring at her and like. I'm like just visualizing.
So guys,
I mean, it'd be super sexy. Can we film it for OnlyFans? Then I'll do it tomorrow. If I can't film it, kiss my ass.
I know somebody. So we might be able to make this come.
Wait, but you're wait. We're
swipe
about to
up.
Jump in this. Wait, say that again.
Swipe up.
So we're about to getting some there. So guys, my co-host, whom is, you're going to be amazing. I love you already. I can tell you that much. She's looking up everything that Natalina's talking about here. So I want to know what your unconventional sexual fantasy is. And there's two types of this, by the way. I'll give you an option.
Yeah, yeah. Give me
with
an option.
With someone and just like a fling with someone, you know. So because there's a difference, like Natalina said. You know, when there's a fling, you kind of go maybe just a little bit further, a little bit sometimes. But when you're with someone, you kind of want to save all that extra stuff and not really go full on. You know.
So I'm probably like, I feel so vanilla, like sitting here with you guys. Because
would you want to be with a girl?
I have been with a girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I feel like that's more your vibe than mine.
But I would not.
It's more relaxed for her. She doesn't have to look that up.
So yeah, I've been with a few different girls, but it's always just been like me and the girl.
Right.
So I'm not bringing another girl in with my guy.
But like, were you guys like double dildoing another girl, or she just played with your pussy?
No, like we went.
I mean, if somebody wants to eat me out, cool.
No, we
but
pegging.
I don't know what pegging means.
I'm not eating no pussy.
Oh my gosh, so pet Chris.
The square one goes in the round hole. That's all I know.
Okay, so pegging is a guy that likes the girl to literally F him.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
so
I got
it. So we're like putting on a strap on and we're giving it to you.
Wow.
No
so,
thank you over here with that shit.
I had an ex-girlfriend tell Mr. Bella she did that to a guy that wanted that, actually.
Yeah, and did they end up staying together?
No. That was just like
You ask for a finger in your butt, I'm running.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't want to like finger my man's butthole either, but a lot of guys like it.
Nah.
I'm not offering that up. I mean, if you're gonna want to
finger
lick
my
there
asshole,
I might just be like, "Oh, what's going on down there?"
Do you like it?
I'm not saying yes or no. They'll really like it. It's just interesting.
Okay.
Do you guys ever watch like super black porn? They like lift their legs up and have their asshole eaten too. And if
the
you
guys
ask
do?
Me, yes. Like
I've seen
big,
my new
big
dog
dick,
with the neighbor's dog
guys.
Do that. She lifted her leg up, and the dog like
oh
goes.
My I God. Would die if you asked me to eat your ass. Like literally, I would. Crack up laughing,
but
like,
you know,
I'd make you feel so stupid.
But I feel like, but don't you ladies feel in that situation though? Like when you're talking about right now, most people they ask for that, you know, like or
like not even ask. They'll kind of like guide you, and I'm gonna be like,
right.
"What you doing?
Okay,
right.
Do you like it when he
Yeah, I mean,
to your butthole, because my one of my exes loved it, and I
like a clean, fresh ass. That's the only time I feel comfortable.
Like straight out of
if
shower.
We go to the club or whatever, you're not eating my ass. Like right. I need to shower. Like I want to feel.
She's like, whoa, 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 yeah. hold on.
Fresh out the gate, otherwise, no.
Yeah, I agree.
That's like,
but little. I'm like super clean anyway.
Yeah,
so
we're like
I
OCD.
Want, yes. So
I like it.
I
like doing that.
Sometimes, like, if my guy's been out, I'm like, nah, get in the shower, and then you can come over here.
Right. So. Yeah. I love when my girl, like, she's like, she pushes me, and I'm like, oh, you can push me wherever you want to.
Some guy's like a freaking dirty pussy.
Yeah.
That's
straight out the gym is some people's favorite. It's like
a sweet
sweat.
But that's also
sweat.
Like, you know, but once again, don't we all have that? I mean, I'm going to speak for myself. Every now and then, you know, it's the rawness of it.
Yeah.
You know? You can't stop something that's wrong going, time out, hold on.
Yeah.
Get in the shower. I'm like, you know what?
See, I feel like if you've been, especially if a...
But I'm saying for both you guys, though, not just one.
I'm not circumcised. I'm sorry.
Wait, say it on here.
No,
it's okay.
No.
Uncircumcised.
And by the way, Natalie, she was like...
It's 2021. Oh, my God.
So
I don't care where you're from. Get your dick fixed.
Thank you, Mom and Dad. Thank you for being Catholic. Thank you very much.
I think that was the first thing I did for my son. Yeah, right.
Well, I dated a guy, and he ended up getting circumcised later on in life.
And that's all bad.
So
that's supposed to be really painful.
Uncircumcised and circumcised.
I've only had one uncircumcised out of everyone, and we're not going to talk about that number. But
you didn't like it?
I mean, you can't tell when it's hard,
right.
When it's not. I'm like, what
but
the fuck is that?
Don't look at it.
And it's not as, he was clean, but like, it's not as clean just because it's not. They have to like pull it down. It's just,
right. Guys, sorry, I'm going to interrupt real fast. So everyone listening to this podcast episode right now, I'm changing the name from dating intelligence to like fucking straight up sexual intelligence. This is unbelievable.
Sex 101.
Sex 101 is like 1,001. We're the master level. There's a master class. No, but I agree with you girls though too. But once again, we all have our thing. Like I've been with a girl with a hooked
uterus
before.
I'm okay with the uncircumcised.
And it hurt the living hell.
Wait, what?
She was hooked. I don't know what
it
was.
Do you guys want to know something I just recently discovered?
What?
I know how to squirt.
Oh. What? So I've read up on this
like
stuff.
Crazy squirt, like crazy.
Can
like,
you teach me?
I mean, I'll try, but right. It was done to me, and then I realized that I could
do
it.
And from another girl squirted on you?
No, like this guy taught me how.
Oh.
But when I had sex this past weekend, I squirted too. And
on
that's
your
like
own.
Rare, yeah.
Nice.
I was like, oh,
I
guess
but
I must be really
pee.
Horny.
Do you have to initiate
it is
that,
pee,
though?
Girl. It's like pee and cum.
Right.
Okay.
But
it really is.
Natalie, do you have to initiate that, though?
Yeah, like you have to be super stimulated to squirt. I mean, at least for me. You have to be, like, fingered and fucked.
Right.
It's not just, like, having sex.
Got it.
Like, and for me, like I said earlier, I need, like, another kind of connection. And then, like, the real freak comes out.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do. You just made
like,
one of my favorite things to do. And fucking, that's, yeah, that's off
the
chart.
I was getting fingered in the car the other day. I was like, oh, shit.
Guys, I think someone's finally starting to wake up around here. This episode might go 2 hours long. So it didn't know Natalina that long to even wake up and tell us a good story. So.
Yeah, but squirting is really cool. I mean, it's like you're coming, but not, but you are. It's just, it's totally different.
You know what's funny is like, I feel like a lot of people like, I mean, and I'm talking like a lot of people are missing out on a lot of things because a lot of things like that you don't even know. You just
all my girlfriends, they don't know how to squirt.
Exactly.
Nobody.
You're going to teach me. Right. We've been friends a long time.
I have a really good toy that.
All right. We're doing a class.
It's working.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'm so excited.
So will you replicate this as much as you can now, do you think? Or is it something that.
The squirting?
Yeah.
I mean.
Or does it have.
Yeah,
right?
I don't really feel like I even control it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I can control if I come or not having sex, but if I don't come and you're fucking me, that's a big problem.
Okay.
Because I'm horny.
Right.
Like, if you fuck me correctly, I'm coming at least once.
Right.
So the squirting thing, I haven't even done it enough. I've probably done it, like, 7 times in the past couple months.
Okay.
But out of my whole sexual, like... career right now, that's nothing, you know?
Right.
But so I haven't even really figured it out myself. I just know when I'm super horny, I'm squirting.
All right, then you're gonna make it happen.
I did a test. Mm-hmm. I like peed first, so I like wanted to make sure I wasn't just pissing. And yeah, I still squirted. So I was I guess because I swore, I was like, I'm just peeing. Ain't no way. One time it was like 8 times in a row.
Wow.
But that guy's like a pro. He made me squirt, like squirt, stop, but he's like on another level.
Right.
Where is this guy?
Miami.
All right, there you go.
Okay. So we need like classes from this guy.
Oh, like, he would give us classes.
This guy can make like a lot of money.
There's experience.
I call him the squirt master. He literally like teaches.
Does he have an Instagram?
He does, but we're not going to. He knows who he is, the squirt master. But yeah, that's one of my OnlyFans talents, a newfound talent.
That's great. That's really, really great.
Yeah. All right,
so what else do you guys have? Like, what else do you think?
So
like
said, going back, now I feel really fucking vanilla.
That's okay. But even vanilla has their own, like, there's no, I mean, we're talking here, and guys, let me say something right. So for everyone listening to this episode right now, you know, we all have different levels of everything. You know, you have people who have just conventional sex, who think it's the best sex in the entire world, who have not
until they meet someone like us.
That's true.
Like, look what I've been missing out on. Like, oh my God,
and there's
getting
lots
a divorce
of levels of that.
Yesterday.
I've felt like that before. Like, I've left a relationship and then I thought it was so good, and then I'm with someone else and I'm like, holy shit.
Right.
I've been missing out big time.
Right.
Gonna lie, my sex is normally pretty good.
So it's off the chart.
Yeah.
But you're Mrs. Robson then. So, you have the experience, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I can't even say I've had bad sex recently at all.
Okay.
I mean, you've never been with anyone and you're like, he is not good in bed.
Mm-mm.
That means she's doing her job.
I like really sexual charged people too, so I can almost tell before.
Yeah, it's your compatibility. Yeah.
So, like, one of my guys, he like, I thought I was in control, like, going in there, and he fucking knocked the socks off me.
Right.
I was like...
But you didn't see that before going in then?
No, I thought I was going to be in charge.
Okay.
He definitely took charge and yeah. So, okay. But then like, so, and then I think more recently it's been more about like the connection and like the magic and the fire, and then everything else like kind of comes into play.
But that's just the ebb and flow of things though too. You know, I think like, you know, there's moments it's always pivoting and changing on where you're at in your life.
Yeah,
by the way.
Exactly.
You know, you're still supercharged over here now.
Yeah, I'm
supercharged. So I just think like over time, like then, like she said, that freakiness comes out, but I'm not letting it all out.
Right.
Like from the get-go. And then I've also like went on dates with guys when I'm like, this is going to be way too much for me.
Okay.
So it's just, we're not going to align sexually.
So then it's off.
I'm out. Yeah.
I mean, almost all my girlfriends I talk to that aren't into girls, and I don't mean like that, I'm just not into girls like that, want the two guy thing, but unless they're lying, like nobody's done it yet. So it's still kind of like really taboo, even though we all want to do it.
Right.
Because a guy always wants to bring a friend, bring another girl. Well, when you say bring your friend, nobody's with that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so if they bring their friend, then can you bring your friend?
I don't want an orgy, no.
No, no, no. I'm saying, so like if he does that for you, then are you going to be willing to do that for him?
No.
Right.
So it's a one-way street.
But it always ends up being that way, you know. It's funny, like, for myself.
But that's what I mean for the guy. Mm-hmm. If you'd give him a threesome, he's not going to give you your threesome that you want. So, yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I just feel like I definitely wouldn't want, like, two dicks.
Oh, I do. Like, when I watch porn, that's what I like.
I like... Yeah, so I guess we're complete. This is a place.
Yeah, I gotta admit,
opposite.
I actually watched that more than like two girls on one guy because it's
you watch
two guys
because it's the trifecta that will never happen.
I'll come in 2 seconds if I'm watching two guys on a girl.
Right,
but I'm like lesbian.
I've had the two girl fantasy enough to be like, it's not, you know what I mean. It's just, it's like, okay, but
so
like
I don't watch porn anymore at all. But when I did watch porn, it was always like the girls.
I would never watch lesbian porn.
But I feel like you're in such a different like area than me. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But, she's not, though. And we can save this one up because I got porn envy upset. Natalie, I told her. So, guys, Natalie comes in the door today. She's like, you know what? I haven't done a podcast. I'm going to do this for Jamie. And I'm like looking at her going, I'm grateful. You know, I'm happy for you to be here. She's like, I don't know nothing about relationships. I go, girl, this ain't nothing about relationship we're talking about today. And you're doing just fine.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. But so what I'm getting at is the fact that, you know, it's not about like everyone. So a lot of women, I think, have more girl-on-girl type fantasies. A lot of guys just, you know, we're all over the place, basically. You know,
yeah. they're like whatever the girl's willing to do. That's exactly what their fantasy is.
Yeah, that's true, too. Like, we're like dogs in the wind with our heads out the window.
They, like, push the limit. Like,
blowing? You know, so whatever you're going, we're blowing with it. So I don't give a shit.
Facts.
You know? Yeah. But at the same time, I know a lot of women, especially in my older days, a lot of my friends, they have similar what you're talking about, Ellie. They just want, that.
Especially these girls that you really think are, like, square, housewife. They're some of the biggest freaks, because all my friends are more like in the sex worker world. Okay. So it's, we're like almost jaded.
All right. So what do you mean by jaded? What do you mean by that?
We're like desensitized because we use our sexual energy to make money and we're around it so much. So like what might be crazy for someone else, like the housewife that isn't around it, I'm around it.
Yeah.
Every day.
So do you ever feel like you get, how often, I know it's work. Let's go back to that.
Yeah.
So do you ever get turned on when you're there? Like,
or rarely.
Do you
feel like you have to, I'm not even going to lie.
What's that?
Rarely.
Okay. So I was going to say, it's almost like you have to feel like you have to almost turn yourself on.
Yeah.
More, that's what I was going to ask.
Okay. It's like you're an actress
when
you're there.
Right. Right. Man, I have to say it back in the day, back in yesterday. You know, I love
strippers don't like you. We want money. I'm going to keep it 100.
So, you know, there's this thing, and I'd be very honest with you. So when I used to go to the clubs a lot and things like that, like I would never pay for dances and stuff.
You will never speak to me ever unless
probably
you're giving
not,
me money.
But that's why I'm glad you speak to me now. So
not
so,
you. So everybody out there. You're going to pay me when you see me at work or you can keep it pushing.
So I felt like for me, you know, and this is, I'm gonna stand up just for me, not most of the guys, but for myself, that I was good looking enough to go in there and do it. Like, and it wasn't, for me, like being in, like at the club.
Now, are you talking about before social media? Because I feel like that changed the dynamic as
for
well.
100%. Yeah. Because I'm talking about,
yeah,
like,
so
you
that's
know, I'm,
totally
I'm from
different.
Texas.
No matter how hot you are, you're not getting in the club and having a free combo.
Wait, say that again?
I feel like no matter how hot the guy is these days, you don't get in the club and get to talk
totally
to
I agree with that but
and waste her time
and I agree with you
way.
Right, like
right?
It's different now,
I'm from
yeah.
Texas, you know, and being from Texas where like most of the clubs are, and like, you know, like you said, the skinny white girls, the big boobs, the no ass and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I get
old school.
It, you know, but at the same time it's that thing where that's a stomping ground to where it was like, you know, I thought that, you know, just for me going in there, it was just having fun, you know, like appreciating what you guys do. I'm not like, you know, obviously,
well,
it's
you can't appreciate what we do at work without giving us some money.
And once again, let me digress. I do pay for when I feel like there's someone that's worth paying for. Bottom line, you know, because I know there's a lot of girls that come to you, like to a lot of guys, and they sit with you and this and that. And my friends are just shelling out the money left and I'm like, nope, not that one. I'm waiting for the right one to come by. And
you
when
got
that right
two
one comes
songs.
By, say it again.
You got two songs. If you ain't giving me no money after two songs, bye.
So has there been folks, but let me ask you though, like when you go, like, all honesty, have you ever seen a guy go, okay, I'm going to spend a little more time with this person because even money or not, we've all had that thing. It's just sexual attraction.
At my job, no. I'm
okay.
Not. I mean, I hate to say it this
time.
Way,
yeah.
But in real life, I'm a different person.
I get that.
But if I'm at work, you're going to respect my time,
right.
My energy, everything that comes with me walking in the door. You
and
know why you came
that.
Here. You know
I
what I mean?
100% like, appreciate it. And that's why I don't waste my time. And I always say, like, if you came to me, I'm like, you know, and if we're not vibing, I'm like, you know,
yeah.
I'm just...
I can almost tell right away, like, if we're going to get along or not.
Okay.
I've been doing this way too long
right.
Where, like, I can tell if it's a go.
Right.
And normally...
Now, outside of work, I'll hang out with you. We can go drink and party all day long. You're a fucking rocking chick. I can tell you that much for sure.
I'm not a big drinker, though. I'm
okay.
A smoker.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I like
yeah,
that.
I smoke
you
all
do
day.
You, I do me, boo. It's okay. It's like, you know, we all got
I'm
it
I'm a
down.
Big pothead all day. I didn't smoke before, so I wouldn't be like quiet, but I'm doing all
right. She's hanging up, right? She's doing right.
She's
doing
I told
fine.
You, I was like, she's going to come. She might be high.
No, I came straight from the gym, so I'm on pre-workout, ready to
thank
go.
You. Yeah. See, you're learning a lot from her as well, though.
Well, we don't, so we're like the type of friends that like I don't see her for like 2-3 years.
But that's so terrible, still, Jamie. Like, that sounds so bad.
Well, I know, but we're still like always connected, and she knows if she ever needs anything, like I'm there.
We pick up like right where we left off every single time.
It's like it's not like some friend calling you up saying, "Why did you call me?" and this and that. I think I'm not
that type of friend. If you got to talk every day. Oh, we are not in a relationship.
I feel the same way. I don't have time.
I got shit to do.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna let's tone this down from our great lives, because we all have great lives here apparently. Let's talk about the normal people in this world. So let's talk about how do they approach their mate and say, "Hey, you know what? I got a
sexual." I saw this on a porn.
Say it again.
I saw this on a porn. Even if their friend told them or whatever, they're gonna say that's where they saw it, just to keep it.
Kind of
kosher.
Like platonic and easy,
no,
right?
There's some people that watch porn, but they don't admit it to their significant
other. No, that's so weird.
But this is an episode that we...
I don't watch porn.
I mean, not saying it's weird if you do or don't watch porn. It's weird if you lie about
right.
it. Like, yeah. What's the big deal?
Okay. So we're gonna invite you back for that episode. Because I'm being serious. I have an episode called Porn Envy that I really wanted to delve into, where I feel like I don't understand why people just cannot tell their mate or partner that they
I
don't.
I think it's like how they were raised or their
there's
their
so much
own.
Shame behind it.
Yeah.
But there's shame in everything. But this is the same reason why these sexual fantasies, though. It's like exist. You can't come clean with telling one something.
I just feel like it's going to be so much better.
Okay.
You can like share.
Right.
And I think it's like okay, just with my circumstance, like I wasn't into what they wanted, so I had no problem cutting it off and letting it burn. Like, I'm not going to be that girl. Sorry.
And that's okay, because at least, you know, once again, if someone's putting it out there and it's not your cup of tea, then at least they know, well, why am I wasting my time with this,
and
right?
There's things that like I wanted that my partner at the time was like, what the heck? But he tried for me,
okay.
which I appreciated and liked it. And
I've never had someone be like, I don't want to do that, except the DP thing.
But let me ask you this. Do you come out with, are you straightforward with what you want?
I'm very straightforward.
Okay.
All aspects of my life.
Right. Good. And I think once, but once again, you said on the
but
right
But I learned this, you know, when I was in my 20s, no, I like came into my own.
Well,
and OnlyFans really help with that too. I'm not promoing my OnlyFans. I'm just keeping
it on. You can promo all you want to.
Like,
that's why we're here.
Me doing that has made me way more open with my sexuality, but I've still had so many girls that want to do girl on girl, and I'm just like, it's not my
thing.
So
you have a big girl fan base as well, then, is what you're saying?
No,
right?
Like my other girlfriends that do OnlyFans, they would like to, it's called a collab.
Okay.
And I'm just, you know, it's just not my thing.
Okay.
I love that you don't fake it just to
no.
make the money.
I mean, and I could, you know, because at the end of the day, it's a job.
And bank on it.
But I'm just not into it.
Right.
I like I said, I would honestly rather have two guys than another female.
Right, right.
And
but
I appreciate.
I feel like guys want to see two guys, but then you know you're over here saying that when you watch porn, that's what you want.
Right.
There's
but
a
I
niche
a
for everything, though.
That they're like, I don't want to see another dick.
There are some guys that don't want to see black guys either, but they still open it and buy it.
That's true.
It's like they might not want to admit it, but it's there, so they're just gonna like. Test it out to see how they really do feel about it, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like people don't even know their real sexual fantasies until they try new things and
well,
try
that's,
new
and,
things.
But that's, once again, this whole point, though. It's like you never know unless you have to. It's like you said, when you're 20s, you know, everybody's got their learning curve. Everybody's got their time, you know? And it's like you could be, Jamie, you might be 60 before you finally get your feet down. I don't know.
I feel like I'm very, like, secure with what I want.
Right.
The older I've gotten, I've gotten way more sexual.
You have been.
I agree.
For sure.
Yeah. And
I
think that's
a lot more
open.
I've heard, but that's once again, I feel like with women, especially because you guys are strong, independent ladies, and that happens a lot. You know what you want. And I admire and I appreciate that. You know, you're not some demure woman sitting in the corner, like just taking it wherever, which way.
Yeah.
You know, that I can't stand. I could never be with someone like that. Though. It's a pain in my ass. So it's hard.
My personality is almost too strong sometimes.
Really,
in the bedroom, outside,
why.
Like, you know, I'm a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
I'm a lot to handle.
Yeah. I definitely need someone like
Right. So,
because I have a very strong personality.
Leos. We're all Leos. It's almost Leo season.
Well, I got married when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy. Don't do that.
Yeah, I would not recommend.
Mel was like, I didn't know her back then.
It's giving regrets.
She did know me, like, when I... You did know me when I was, like, married.
Yeah.
I was going through my divorce when I met her.
Hot mess.
So I was, like, you know, in my 20s. married for, you know, 10, 11 years. Mm-hmm. But during those 10 years, I always was like, how do you have sex with the same person? Like, don't you get bored?
Right.
But in all honesty, like, it got better and better and better. So then we get older, we experience new things. And then, so I truly feel like sex mm-hmm. has just gotten so much more amazing the older I've gotten. And then the more comfortable I've become with myself and trying new things.
Right. But that's, and you can answer that, by the way. You know, like, basically, I'll start it off.
Yeah.
You, once again, you just said, it's like, it's over time, it's you've matured, and it's a progression, you know? And it's like, but there's a lot of people that don't have even that.
Not to say so. the young ones that I've been with weren't, you know.
And I get, I mean, but that's just, good, I mean, hey, look, anybody can be a bunny rabbit and just do the thing. Like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, when,
but like I said, if we have like a mental connection, like, it's just, it's better for the both of us.
Yeah,
like,
agreed.
I'm just, you unlock different levels of me.
Right.
That you can't get there. Even if your dick's huge and you're so fine, like, if I'm not connected to you on another level, it's not going to be my best performance.
You hear that, guys? And that's actually, she put it right there. That's the number one thing. It's about the connection. So, I mean, we've all had sex, like, we've had strange, we've had whatever, but it's the connection that makes it that much special. And this is why, going back to the old cheating thing, why my current girlfriend, she's the one, man. I'm telling you, it's like,
good.
Our connection's amazing, and there's nothing that I would ever do to jeopardize that.
I can't
that.
Wait till I have someone where I say they're the one. I've made some bad choices.
Do you think, like, do you really want to settle down or not really? Do you enjoy your freedom?
Settle down as in get married or being a committed relationship?
I
hate not being in a relationship, but I'm not going to force it either.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And the Vegas dating pool is trash. So
yeah.
I feel like that has something to do with it too. I'm not in the club like that at all. I mean, so it's not who I'm around. It's just the dating pool here. It's so much smaller here than people really think. And we've lived here forever, you know?
People that don't live here.
Okay. Well,
but
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't
do a long distance relationship at this age. I'm sorry.
I love long distance.
Right. No.
I got mixed
I'm way too
it.
Needy. And yeah. Then that makes me feel like you're even more of a cheater because I know how much I'm propositioned.
Right.
So if you're talking to me, you're probably on the same level as me, and you're getting propositioned just as much.
Yeah, that's that 1% that just died out right there. That 1%, if I was doing long distance, would not be 1% anymore.
No.
Like, as a model, I feel like I'm judged. So
of course
feel like
you
when
are.
A guy mm-hmm. takes me home to meet mom and dad, if they
do not take me home ever unless I got a ring on my finger. I'm not meeting your parents. Bye.
It's game over. The mom
right.
Googles me, dad Googles me, and all of a sudden, family members... And I'm not doing anything like what you're doing.
Yeah.
So my question is, how do you deal with that?
Well, I don't want to meet your parents. You're not meeting mine unless, are
see,
we getting
we have
married?
This conversation.
But if you're in a
no,
committed
girl,
relationship.
I told my parents, you are not meeting anybody ever again in my life
right.
unless I have a ring on my finger.
Okay.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. But
like,
I mean, but that's
I'm so
her
traditional.
Though.
I'm like a traditional freak. Like, I have these standards in
yeah.
my head, but I'm still very sexual.
Right. And that's okay. I mean,
I will say, I do feel like she is very, like, there's a lot of old school values.
Like, you're grounded. You,
mm-hmm.
But the only grounded because you know what you want. And
yeah.
so
kind
there's nothing wrong.
Like a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, I
am. Know. Like, she's, like, freaky, and you kind of get the perception of her based on what she looks like.
Right.
But I know her. So
I don't have any perception at all. Okay? I'd
be a great housewife. I'm just not going to cook.
She just walked in the door. I was just happy she showed up to be on the show. That's all. I was like, oh, she's here.
Somebody else can cook for us. So I'm not going to cook. But
you don't cook at all?
No, girl. I have like, that's why I went home first. I had to get my meal prep. It was outside.
Oh,
I still don't cook, but nobody's hungry around here and nobody's complaining. So
what you're saying is that at the DPers, you need a cook. You need a...
She'll have a chef for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
The meals will be on point.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Right. That's great. All right. Was there anything else we want to say, ladies? So I feel like, you know, like I said, guys, listen to the show.
We were all over the place.
And
I feel like
okay,
we covered
that's the beauty
things.
Of the show. And I'm really, I kind of wanted to be all over the place because there's no expectations. And guys, I'm visiting Vegas with Jamie, with my co-host, and with one of her good friends, Natalie. And this is, I can't ask for anything better. And so I'm expanding. We're moving on. Jamie, we're going to grow. We're gonna dominate the industry with this stuff. And Natalie, you're going to be along the ride because you
all
will
right,
be back
go.
On the show again. All right. So with that being said, guys, we have a question today, Natalie, and I'm going to have you answer this first. So after every episode, we do a question.
Okay.
And this is the question of the day.
All right.
So, you ready for this?
Let's see.
All right. So, it says, "Hey, Jamie and Christopher, love the show and the chemistry you two have together. Can't get enough of the craziness you two will get into next. So here's my question. I know that my husband has been going out to strip clubs on his guy's night out because I'm the one who pays all the bills each month. When I ask him what him and his friends did that night, he always responds, oh, you know, sports bar, wings and beer. Our sex life is fine, but I just don't know why he can't be upfront and honest with me about going to see hot girls dancing. Maybe I want to go. I've always hinted to him that it would be fun to go to a club together, but he always seems to get embarrassed when I bring it up. I thought we communicate well, but it just sucks that he hides this from me. Should I call him out without making him feel guilty? Because I would like to hang at Jumbo's Clown Room and whoop it up one day myself. Maybe I will.
I'm sorry, but that sounds like a failing relationship to me because at the end of the day, guys are going to do what they want.
Right.
And if, like she said, if she's paying the bills, she sees the money's going to a strip club. So, of course, she can call him out because there's proof.
Right.
And if you're married, a lot of guys bring their wives. Like,
agreed.
If the wife is cool, bring her. If she's a hater, leave her home.
Is here, though?
Why is he going without her?
Yeah, why is there a disconnect?
Because
he's being shady.
He is. Or he's just, but yeah, maybe he's Mormon. Let's take a break. I'm going to get that part out. I meant to say, well, you know, maybe he's got issues.
Maybe he's Mormon.
Maybe he's got issues, you know, but seriously, though, I think, like, there's a disconnect, but she seems like
a super disconnect. I'm sorry. That's just, if he can't be honest about going to the strip club, what is he doing when he's going to the strip club?
Right.
Obviously, he's going to the back room.
Well, he's doing more than wings and beer. We know that much, for sure.
You titties know. And ass.
Okay, so what does she do? Just have that open dialogue and conversation?
Well, let's get your answer for it, then. What do you think?
I'm not about the dishonesty. So yeah. If you can't, like, shoot straight with me, then it's not going to work.
And she asked, like, she's been asking the guy.
Yeah, let me know what you want. Mm-hmm. And then at least that gives me the opportunity to make the decision if this is going to work or not work. And I'm not dating anyone that's hanging out in the titty bars.
Yeah.
A strip club's not a whorehouse either. You know what I mean? So they're not coming in there fucking.
Right.
So if you can't,
are guys that are definitely getting ass in the strip club.
Not, I mean, I'm like, I can only speak from my experience at Crazy Horse, and I've only seen like crazy shit a handful of times.
Right.
Other cities, it's different. Vegas, they're really honestly pretty strict here.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to the Bunny Ranch, that's different.
Right. When they have, and they have that for that reason.
Yeah. But like, if you can't be honest, you're going to the strip club to play with some titties. That's
and it's
weird.
It's a simple answer because she doesn't seem discouraged by it.
She wants to participate.
Right.
And she feels left out. I would too.
Right.
If you're in a relationship, are you going to the titty bar with your man?
100%.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I enjoy the strip club. I want to see what the girls look like. I mean, we're not going to take one home, but go spend some money on somebody. You know, like...
Okay.
I mean, for the most part, if it's a Friday or Saturday, I'm working. I don't want to go see somebody else make money. But if I'm out of town, I like to go see the other strip clubs.
I used to. So in my 20s, I would. I'd mm-hmm. get excited to check mm-hmm. out the clubs and see what girls are in there. And I always say Vegas has the hottest
clubs. Yeah, I agree with
by
you.
By far.
Yeah. I'd say that in Texas for me, though.
I don't know. Miami.
Yeah, Miami, too.
Pretty bad.
You know what I think's got the hottest girls right now? Croatia, man. Croatia's got some good-looking girls. Oh,
I like Spanish girls, so I can't agree with the Croatia, but yeah. I like a girl that has invested in herself. Mm-hmm. It's 2021. You should have your body done. I'm sorry if you out here making money off what you look like, so...
That's upkeep. Call that upkeep.
I'm into that glam look.
That's another episode we need, too. It's like upkeep.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this is definitely another episode because in my industry, it's like total swerve.
Yeah.
So now my castings are calling for girls that are not in tip-top shape and girls that are not attractive.
But it's a cycle, though. You got to remember back.
So I feel like we're going to be... the minority.
That's fine. I'll be a minority. Someone will appreciate this fucking masterpiece.
You gotta remember, this should be in Aruba with, like, you know, getting paid and having a good time. That's all that matters. So she can let
I'm taking myself on my own vacations. Right.
Yeah,
fuck y'all.
I mean, regardless, you're hot, so I don't think you're ever gonna have a hard time finding a guy.
Agreed.
I mean, honestly,
that's her choice.
The older I've gotten, it's like the more they come. than even before. I don't know if it's like my sexual candles lit or what.
No, but you said something earlier, Natalie. You said that, remember, it's like you're at a phase right now in your life where it's like as you've gotten older, that sexualness, it exudes.
Well, I was in a really bad relationship for a long time. So I was like, had blinders on. So now that I'm free, I'm like, where? Who wants it? Where
guys,
are you
if
at?
See her right
shoot
now,
your shot.
On camera, her, she's got a ponytail wagging in the wind like fucking Marcia Brady. Sorry, is it Jan Brady or Marcia Brady? I don't know. She's wagging in the wind. It's fucking hot though. It's like bam, bam. You know, it's like whip it, whip it. All right, guys. Was there anything else we want to say? So I'm going to have you, Natalie, lead this. First, I want to say thank you on behalf of both of us. Thank you for being on the show and taking a chance and coming out because this is going to be a hit show.
No problem.
You want to plug something, please. Whatever you want.
Well, guys,
you
can find me on Instagram. Unfortunately, they're being a little haters, so they shut down my main page. But my page right now, my backup, it's Italia Star with two R's.
Okay.
And the links to everything else are in that bio.
All right. So Italia Star, guys. And then what about your OnlyFans? What about that?
If you go to the Italia Star on OnlyFans, the link is in the bio. You just click that and swipe up, daddy.
All right. Swipe up. Call me daddy. Call me daddy. Yeah. All right. All right, Jamie, what about you? What do we have going on lately? We got to keep up with you. You've been moving and shaking.
Where am I going to be?
Yeah.
Gosh, you guys. So I'm really excited for Paris. I have Paris coming up.
Oh, that's great.
In the next month. So I'm really excited about that. And then with my new sponsor, Microtech, which we love our Microtech blades.
Great.
So big show in Paris coming up in a month. Really.
That's amazing.
Can I come?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Please do.
Yeah. I think someone got a job in Paris
woo-hoo,
just now.
Woohoo, let's go. Yeah. I've never been.
It'll be like the old days when we worked Swisher.
Oh, that's great.
That was so cool. I still smoke Swisher. Shout out Swisher Sweets. Everybody makes fun of me, but I don't care.
You
I'm old school.
Listen, you can't like a legend is always a legend, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's another episode of Dating Intelligence, the podcast, and this is our show. Thanks for joining us, Natalie. Jamie, it's always a pleasure
to be
sitting in the chair with me, and we'll see you guys soon. All right.
Bye.